Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. You can expect an upcoming visit to the Show Me State from President Donald Trump, according to Missouri Congressman Jason Smith. The Salem Republican serves as the House GOP conference secretary.
Donald Trump will make it to Missouri. And my number one priority is to make sure he's in Southeast Missouri so he knows how good of a welcome he can get.
Smith was a delegate at the July GOP National Convention. Missouri suffers from a severe shortage of substance addiction treatment workers. Department of Mental Health Director Mark Stringer tells Missouri Net pay is a major factor.
This field of treatment of substance use disorders has been underfunded forever. And a consequence of that is that people with licenses, for example, licensed mental health professionals, may be drawn to other settings because of that.
Missouri's mental health professionals make an average salary of $41,000. The Missouri House could vote on a proposal that places restrictions on those who transport people for a fee. Drivers for hire would be barred from using handheld electronic wireless devices for telephone calls or to send or write a text or email message. House Republican Galen Higdon of St. Joseph contends there are plenty of hands-free options for communication.
You can actually send a text, and my wife did it the other day, by talking to her phone and so and said send, and that text came to me in a written form. So the technology is real simple to give us the safe driving ability in our vehicles.
First responders and people reporting illegal activity or emergencies would be exempt from the restriction. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that a man who was shot Sunday after a gun went off during a nearby assault inside the Metrolink train has died today. 57-year-old Mac Payne of St. Louis was exiting the train when someone nearby pistol-whipped another person in the face. The gun went off and hit Payne. KRCG-TV in Jefferson City reports that the Columbia Police Department is conducting an internal affairs investigation into force allegedly used on an individual during a weekend brawl at a gas station. A complaint was filed by an individual who was the subject of the alleged force. Four people were arrested in that fight, with more arrests pending. A Southwest Missouri man will stand trial next month, accused of assaulting his wife and her teenage daughter in 2016. 27-year-old Greg Duncan of Aurora allegedly punched, choked, and kicked his wife at their home. Her daughter reported that she was backhanded when she tried to help her mother. And the city of Branson and Springfield are joining other U.S. cities in an effort to restore the monarch butterfly population. As part of the Mayors for Monarchs movement, they will be planting more milkweed plants. Nearly 90% of the monarch butterfly population has disappeared because of a shortage of milkweed. This is Missouri Net News.